The coronavirus pandemic has turned life as we know it upside down.
We're in the United States of America, and you think to yourself, how in the hell did we let this happen?
How are our communities, our jobs, and our daily lives changing? And where do we go from here?
We've spent billions of dollars hunting down terrorist cells. We don't do that with pandemics. That's the wrong approach.
America Interrupted, a new original podcast series from the PBS NewsHour, available wherever you get your podcasts.
New infections inside the White House challenge President Trump's plan to reopen the economy. And two special elections this week offer insights into what voting could look like in November. Here to break down all this and more, I'm joined by Amy Walter of the Cook Political Report and host of Public Radio's Politics with Amy Walter, and Tamara Keith of NPR. She also co-hosts the NPR Politics podcast. Hello to both of you. Tam, let me start with you and bring up something that we raised much earlier in the program, and that is here you have the White House pushing the country, the president pushing the country to reopen as much as possible to try to get the focus away from the health side of this pandemic. But you've got people who work at the White House coming down with COVID, testing positive for COVID. How does that complicate what they're trying to do?
Well, it certainly complicates the messaging. And, you know, the way the White House has been dealing with the safety of its own employees has been to rely very heavily on testing in the last month or so, to rely much more heavily on testing than on social distancing, though testing that is not widely available for the rest of the public. Most workplaces don't have a test that they could just administer to every employee as they come in. So the White House has, in the last 48 hours or so, instituted a lot of measures that we can probably expect to see at workplaces if and when people begin returning to them. Things like people wearing masks in the White House, in the West Wing.
And Amy, how does it complicate White House efforts to get people to, to say, don't worry about this, we've got it under control, let's focus on getting the economy opened up, when they've got problems right in their own backyard, literally?
That's right. I mean, part of the job of a president and of a leader, of course, is to set policy, but it also sets standards and sets behavior. In the 2009 H1N1 so-called swine flu, President Obama actually went out and got of the vaccine for that. This was at a time when there were many folks who were very worried about a vaccine. There was a big anti-vaccination movement that was pushing people away from getting this vaccine. So actually taking the vaccine was supposed to send the signal that if the president can do it, everybody can do it. But you know what, Judy, I think whether the president wears a mask or doesn't, or they wear it in the White House or doesn't, what we're seeing in the data, and you can hear anecdotally from regular Americans, is it's not whether the government says that businesses are open, it's whether people feel safe to do these things. And what we're seeing over and over again, if you ask people, even people who say they don't think there should be stay-at-home orders, you ask them, would you be willing to get on a plane? Would you be willing to go to the shopping mall right now? They're not. And until people feel safe doing this, whatever attempts to reopen the economy are going to fall short, because they're going to vote with their feet more so than anything else.
Well, speaking of feeling safe, people are already looking ahead to the November elections, wondering if people are going to feel safe then. There is kind of a trial run, I guess you could say. Tomorrow, Tam, you have special elections for congressional seats in both Wisconsin and California. What may we learn in these two contests, if anything, about what lies ahead for voting?
Well, there is going to be a contrast, right? In Wisconsin, there will be in-person voting, and about 250 members of the National Guard will be on hand to help administer that election in a way that is hopefully safe for the people going to vote in Wisconsin. In California, it's almost overwhelmingly a mail-in balloting situation, and the state is preparing to be, I mean, they've already been well on the way to being a mail ballot state, but to being a mail ballot state in November. One thing that stands out to me about that California race is President Trump over the weekend tweeting that the race is going to be rigged if the Republican doesn't win. That sort of language, the language of talking about a race being rigged, the president raising suspicion about mail balloting, that is very much probably a preview of what we can see in November.
Yeah.
I agree. Amy, what about just in terms of, go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I agree with Tam here, which is the tweeting out about the worries about the rigging and all. I mean, this is just a one-time election. As we get closer to the fall, and in many cases, we may see that ballot counting may take days because so many people vote by mail. This kind of sowing the seeds of distrust, even as the process is undergoing. Just remember when we were counting those hanging chads all those years ago. Now imagine that with this level of toxicity. That's super dangerous. The one thing I will say also about the special election in California, it looks like it may be the one bright spot for Republicans right now. This is a seat that had been Republican for a long time. Democrats flipped it in the 2018 election. Hillary Clinton won this district. But right now, when you look at the mail-in ballots, and remember, the president has talked a lot about he doesn't like mail-in ballots. More Republicans have returned mail-in ballots at this point than Democrats. So if Republicans win, it will be on the backs of mail-in ballots.
And Tam, I want to ask you about that, because Republicans have been, in general, much more critical of the idea of mailing in the vote. But this could be this very well an election where they are winning because of mail-in.
Yes, and also because of a compelling Republican candidate and a special election that follows a controversy with the Democrat that won that seat. There are a lot of reasons why this seat could flip from Democratic to Republican and be the first time a seat in California, a congressional seat, has flipped from Democrats to Republican in a very, very, very long time. But it wasn't held by Democrats for very long. But yeah, as you say, President Trump and national Republicans have been highly skeptical in many situations about mail-in balloting, though then there are other cases where in Florida, older voters are encouraged to vote by mail.
Well, it is a special election day tomorrow, Tuesday, May the 12th, and we'll be reporting on it. But for right now, it's Politics Monday. Amy Walter, Tamara Key, thank you both.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.